This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Buzz Williams coming up in about 15 minutes, the new head basketball coach out at Maryland. What would life without Terry look like? It is the ultimate hypothetical, because the chances that he doesn't play for this team this year, whether on an extended contract or on his existing contract, are slim and none, in my opinion. He's going to play for Washington this year. But hypothetically, if he didn't, what does it look like? How many fewer games would the team win? 301-230-0980. I got to tell you, man, I said one game, but I had to stretch to get to that one game. I think by far and away, the guy that, you know, stirs the drink is the quarterback. They have an elite level quarterback who elevates everybody around him. Kansas City went to the Super Bowl last year without any real significant offensive threat. Other than the quarterback. And I think Jaden is in that category of being able to elevate everything around him. I think the addition of Deebo Samuel is going to be a big deal. I do. My lean is that Deebo comes in and is lean and ready to go and ends up having a big year on a contract year. Not exactly the position Terry plays, understood. But worst case, instead of winning 11, they would win 10. They would still be a playoff team. Let's go to Rylan. Rylan, what do you say?
Morning, Kev. I'm in the boat of that it doesn't move the needle. I think it's zero because of the factor that is Jaden Daniels and what he brings to the table. I think what's going to be missed most is that feel-good face, high-culture energy that we've been accustomed to seeing, but that's what that quarterback carousel that Dan put us through the last six-plus years. So I think from that standpoint, like you say, plug-and-place Deebo with Noah Brown and McCaffrey, like, I think I could go wild getting the ball from JD5.
I'm open. Because everybody's focused on him.
I'm a 6'5" bag of milk, but I can catch a ball if you throw it perfectly. But I think it's going to be...
Are you 6'5"?
Oh, yeah. Big boy. Yeah. Not much fast, though. Not much speed for me. So just more of a, just more of the body presence there. I think it's going to be zero games, and I love Terry. I think he's just going to be missing from the culture standpoint. But from on the field play, I think Jaden Daniels is all we need. So looking forward to getting him signed, hopefully. But let's hope they can get it done. But, yeah, looking forward to hearing what the other fellas have to say. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Remember, you know, before that catch on Monday night against Cincinnati, remember what we were complaining about the first few weeks of the season. Why aren't you targeting Terry? You know, there were a couple of games there. Now, I know they lost one of those games, fair point, the opener against Tampa, and they could have lost the game against the Giants. So, in the two games, I'm going back to pull up his stats. I mean, remember, he had 17 yards worth of receptions in the opener, 22 yards worth of receptions in week two, and they were 1-1. And the night that they lost on Thursday Night Football to Philadelphia, he had one catch for 10 yards, and they lost the game. He had two catches for 19 yards in the game against the Giants on the road, but he had two touchdowns, including that unbelievable dime before the half that that Jaden threw. Let's go to Greg. Greg, what do you say?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, you know, I agree with you. I agree with a lot of these people. I don't think it's going to matter. And I think that the our coaching staff, which seems to be really on top of things, will plan to have an offense ready with or without him. That's what depth's about. I think you won't lose much in the locker room because, like you said before, the veterans that we have, and they'll pick up the slack. And, you know, it could be a positive thing if he doesn't, if he's not there, because, we have a good receiving core. And if he's not there, others will probably step up and say, okay, here's my opportunity to be number one. So I don't think it'll make a difference. I mean, I'd like to see him there, but I don't think it matters.
I can't go to it's not going to make a difference, and it actually might be, you know, somehow turn out to be a positive. But I think those that think that it would be the difference between being a playoff team and a non-playoff team are not giving the quarterback position and the quarterback we have enough credit. Because in the NFL, that's what matters more than anything else. And we've seen it over and over again, elite quarterbacks elevating every player around them. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Let's go to TC. TC, what do you say?
I'd say, thanks for taking my call, Kevin. I'd say I think all your callers and yourself, Kevin, are out of your minds. we will not make the playoffs. What y'all missing is the fact that Terry is the number one receiver, okay? And the number one receiver, most teams, they got a number one receiver that draws attention and creates on the defense. They keys on it or opens up everything else. If you don't have that, we didn't have a number one
Buffalo
receiver.
Buffalo didn't have Terry. It last year.
Buffalo.
Kansas City didn't have it last year.
You have certain quarterbacks, two quarterbacks you can name. Those are elite.
You don't think Jaden's in that level?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, he's great. I love Jaden, but it's 1 year. You got to do more than 1 year, okay? I love Jaden. I'm high on Jaden. I love Jaden. But just don't get it twisted. You must have that particular one. Joe Burrow, all of them got that. Even Baker Mayfield over there with Evans. You got to have even in the Philadelphia.
Those quarterbacks have to have it. You're right. But, Baker but Mayfield has saying, to have it. What, Jared what, Goff what has saying, to have it.
No. What I'm saying is all NFL teams have to have it.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, okay, they were two of the final four teams standing, and they didn't have a number one.
Yeah, that's last year. Allen had what you call first. It was the number one before
Diggs.
He traded and got out of there. He
Diggs.
Had it, and then that's how he got where he was. That's how he became great and got it. But he had it. Okay, Mahomes is special. And then you want to call him Mahomes with Kansas City? Travis Kelce is the number one.
Yeah, but he's older. Okay, they won 15 games and got to the Super Bowl with Kelce looking like he's on his last leg. Look, here's the point you're missing, Greg. Here's the point you're missing from your argument. Let me help you. Buffalo and Kansas City were excellent defensive teams. Excellent defensive teams. So that would be the pushback to Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes didn't have a great offensive supporting cast, and yet they were in the Final Four. Both teams were excellent defensively. Now, Josh Allen and Buffalo, exceptional offensively as well without it. So I appreciate your thought and your opinion.
You
I just
teams,
disagree
you got,
with you.
You got 32 teams in the NFL, and you just named two teams.
Yeah, well, they were two of the Final Four. That's why I named them.
But
and they have two of the elite quarterbacks.
But you look at the whole league, there is a number one receiver with an elite. You remember about 15 elite quarterbacks in the league with one of the 15 elite quarterbacks.
Well, Terry's not an elite receiver. He's a very good receiver. He's not an elite receiver.
Top 15,
Burrow is the one of the elite quarterbacks that has, you know, an elite receiver. In Jamar Chase, and has an unbelievable pairing in Chase and Higgins.
Okay, all right. We just won't disagree on that.
Now, yeah, we're just going to disagree. I think they would still be a very good team without him. But
I'm not saying
that they wouldn't miss him. Let me move on, Greg. I got to get through some of these calls. I've got too many people on hold. Steve, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good, Steve.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna be as positive as everybody else think it is. Terry, I think from a professional standpoint, everybody's going to come in and try to do what they need to do to keep the ball rolling. But to know that you're number one, a person who's done everything, never been injured, has exceeded his contract, there is going to be an emotional letdown in that locker room to know that he didn't get his money. As far as how many games I think it affects, I think it's going to set them back at least 3 games.
Wow.
I think it is. And especially, I really believe that.
Well, we lost Steve. He had a bad phone and there. Yeah, let's get, the phone wasn't great anywhere. Three games? Got a lot of people that think it would be a lot of games. Bay, thanks for holding. What would life without Terry look like? Quantify it in terms of how many fewer games would they win. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call, Bay. Man. I see this as you losing that last child to go to college or move out the house.
Yeah,
it's been fun, and we enjoyed ourselves, but it's going to be difficult. If Jaden Daniels is who we say he is, it's not going to affect us at all. But if he isn't, I think it's going to affect us at least 2 games. I understand Terry does not have the elite separation. He catches most of his catches with his body, so that's why it's contested. But at the end of the day, if somebody's on that roster that we got on there that was waiting for that opportunity that can create separation, we probably won't miss Terry at all. But as a fan, you know how we fall in love with him. He our guy. I would love to have him back. That's all I got to say, Kev.
Thanks, Bay. Yeah, that was an interesting point you made. I don't think I've heard that point made. He's a chest catcher. He doesn't get the separation. That's why the contested catch rate is high. I think he's just very good in contested catch situations. I think he's a physical attacker of the football in those situations, and he seems to catch everything, whether it's chest catching or hands catching in those situations. Rod, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kev, what's up, brother?
What's up, Rod? How are you?
I'm good, man. Look, so I would say I think it would at least 3 games. Look, you said something about Kansas City and Buffalo that I've been thinking for a while, and you said it. They got a defense, man. The only way Terry absence wouldn't affect this team more than 3 games, our defense will have to be top 5, and our running game will have to be, we would need one of those backs to run for about 1,200 yards. Outside of that, I mean, to be in the division with the Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas is coming back. I'm not sleeping that much on the Giants because they always give us problems anyway. I think at the end of the day, I love Jaden Daniels. He's my man. But to put him in the same category with Patrick Mahomes right now or Josh Allen, not yet. But so those guys, they can go without a number one receiver, so to speak, because they got a good defensive team and they just got a good team, period.
But now, Buffalo's offense was ridiculous without a lot of great weapons. I think Cook was a very good back for them.
That running back is like that. That running back they got, man.
You're
that
right.
Running back. They better take care of that guy. But I'm just going to say the last thing. We need Terry on this team, man. That will open it up. That will open up things for Debo. I don't think Debo by himself.
I don't disagree with you. I'd much rather have him than not have him. I just think that if we didn't have him, I think that the idea that they would not make the playoffs or they would win 2, 3, 4 fewer games is an exaggeration, and no wide receiver's EPA, is equivalent to that many games lost. And it's certainly Terry's, all due respect.
Look what happened to Houston last year when my man lost one of his receivers. You know, they kind of fell back a little bit. There's one thing about it is Jaden Daniels is a second-year guy. You know, so we need, and to be playing in the NFC East, we need every weapon we can have to go against Philly and against
Dallas.
I hear you. Remember, we split against Dallas last year.
I'd still feel pretty good about this team's ability to win 9-plus games and make the postseason without a true number one wide receiver. I would. I would, because of the quarterback. Thanks. Appreciate the calls. Okay. Appreciate that, Rod. Maybe we'll come back to this next hour. When we come back, Buzz Williams is the new head basketball coach at Maryland. He joined me yesterday. We had a nice conversation. I want you to hear it when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. You can also watch us on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and the like button when you get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, joining me right now for the first time of hopefully many times to come, the new head coach of Maryland men's basketball, Buzz Williams. Buzz has won everywhere he's been, Marquette, Virginia Tech, and most recently Texas A&M, 11 NCAA tournament trips in the 17 seasons he spent in Milwaukee, Blacksburg, College Station, four Sweet 16s, and Elite Eight. It's great to have you on the show. You've been here for a few months, and I know it's been tough getting settled, especially with having to remake the whole roster. I just mentioned the three places that you have spent the last 16 to 17 years living in with your family. How has it been so far adjusting to, you know, a much bigger market in the D.C. area?
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you. Everything has been good. I think we've been here, well, I've been here a little over 100 days. And to your point, I think we were 6 years in Milwaukee, 5 years in Blacksburg, and 6 years in College Station. My wife and I got married towards the tail end of my career as an assistant. I started as a head coach at the University of New Orleans. So we've kind of lived all over the place. Our children were born. We have four children. They were all born at different stops along the way. It has been a long time since we've lived in a non-college town. And so it's been a good change of pace. Anytime there's transition in jobs, whether you're the head coach or assistant coach, there's a lot of moving parts as it relates to jobs and your staff and the spouses and the children and everything thus far. You never know because you haven't lived it yet, but I think we've tried to make sound decisions personally and sound decisions professionally, but as you mentioned, Kevin, it's all been happening at warp speed. And that's kind of what has happened, not just at Maryland, that happens everywhere now in college athletics within what the model has become. And so to some degree, when I was hired, it was somewhat later in the process than normal. And when there's zero players on the team, that's not a complaint. That was just a reality. And right. How do you make progress relative to not only making decisions for now, but trying to also position yourself as best you can with the future as it relates to the players that are available, whether that be freshmen, whether that be in the portal. And so our staff's done a really good job, in my opinion, of trying to make sure that we find the right people and the right families, but also the right talent. And so we've went at it as hard as we can, and we're thankful to be here. And not everybody has moved yet, but it's getting closer. And once summer session two ends, it'll take a couple of more weeks. But everybody's at different stages. Some of them are still in the hotels. Some of them are fully settled. And if you come to my house and you want to help unpack boxes, there's plenty to do.
One of the things that I remember from your introductory press conference a few months ago, and it was very funny, you were talking about one of your sons who was at, I think it was like East Texas Baptist State, and he's yeah. and you said, for those of you yeah. who don't know it, it's in Texas and it's in the eastern part of Texas.
he's reminded me of that many times.
Yeah,
that was a little bit of anxiety on my part. I apologize.
No, that was great.
I was a little tongue-tied on some of the things that I wanted to communicate, and his coach has mentioned that to me a few times too. free plug, but yeah, Mason is our youngest son, and he played there last year, and he's lived with us this summer, but we'll be going back. I'll have to move him back to Texas once we finish summer school here. So we tried to see if we could get him in the Division III transfer portal for non-monetary decisions, but for proximity to his mom and dad, and it didn't work. So we'll have to move him back to Texas in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, what year is he?
He'll be a sophomore.
Okay.
Yes,
so
thanks for asking.
Yeah,
he'll be a sophomore.
So hopefully next year you find something much closer. But you mentioned the fact that, you know, you've been in college towns, you know, Blacksburg and College Station. Yep. You know, two coaches ago here, Mark Turgeon, he came from mm-hmm. College Station to College yep. Park, which was, you know, a massive change. He had been in places like Wichita and Jacksonville before. Have you had a chance to spend time with him or talk to him about the adjustment that he and his wife Ann had to make coming to D.C.?
Yeah, I've talked with Coach a couple of times. I've tried to be respectful to all of the coaches. Obviously, Coach Williams, Coach Drizel's family,
yeah.
Coach Wade. Coach Willard. I've tried to be respectful in honoring all of their work and time that they've given to the institution, while at the same time trying to do the things that I need to do. I have known Coach Turgeon specifically nearly my entire career. Obviously, he replaced Billy Gillespie. I was an assistant for Billy Gillespie. And by the time Coach Turgeon got to College Station, I had already became a head coach, but a lot of the players that were on his team when he arrived were players that I had recruited or been a part of recruiting. And so I have known Coach Turge forever, and he and I have texted and spoken a few times. I haven't had a chance to see him in person since I have been here, but I have a long list of things to do on my phone, hopefully that I can knock some of those things off in August, and seeing Coach Turge is one of those things.
How much did you know about Maryland basketball and its tradition and history before taking the job?
Yeah, good question. Transparently, Kevin, I knew probably the top shelf part of it. Most of my career, I have studied coaches more than I have studied programs. I've studied coaches more than I have studied players, just because I grew up wanting to be a coach and wanting to learn from excellent leaders in all sports, not just in basketball. And so I was more familiar with the coaches at Maryland than I was the program at Maryland. And I understand in some ways you could say that's interconnected, but I have learned more in the 100-plus days that I've been here about Maryland and the program and the support of the program, the importance of the program, and what it means within not only the campus community, but the community and the state and the region. And so I feel very honored and humbled to steward what has been an unbelievable history. I've been reading several books since I've been hired, a little bit on the program, a little bit on more of the former players and former coaches. So I'm more educated than I was the first day that I met you. And so I feel blessed to even be able to be in this office and be in this facility.
You have probably, as you said, over the 100 days, learned a lot more. Is there one thing more than any other thing that when you spend time with Maryland people, they've emphasized to you?
Yeah, good question. I think today is the 112th day.
Okay.
I think what's been emphasized the most is just what a home court advantage Xfinity is. And, you know, that happens at other places, and it sounds like it's very much a part of the Big Ten and the difficulty in winning on the road, maybe more so than other Power Four leagues. That's one of the things on my list that I will study some in August as we start studying some of the Big Ten teams and style of play and some of their rosters. Is I haven't heard one person that has evidence that has not mentioned, among many things, the one prevailing thought is the advantage of Xfinity, the support, the crowds, the students, the season ticket holders, the longtime season ticket holders, like how important it is and how consistent they are in their support and what a difficult place it is to win at. I mean, I've even had other Big Ten coaches tell me that. And I'm like, well, I appreciate you telling me. Obviously, I haven't been there for a game, so I didn't know. But everybody, that has for sure been a prevailing thought.
Yeah, I asked you that question because I thought that might be the thing. Because I was weaned on Maryland basketball. You know, I grew up during the Lefty era. We, you know, I was in Cole Fieldhouse. I was there as a student. And I've said for many, many years, in this city, there is no more electric atmosphere and more difficult environment than College Park for a big game. Now, you know, you may not feel it in November and December if a ranked team isn't in there, but for a big game, you know, the ACC coaches, the Big Ten coaches will tell you there wasn't a tougher place to play. I was actually trying to figure it out, and you already answered the question, but I realized that, you know, you got to Virginia Tech as Maryland had just moved to the Big Ten, so you never have at any stop coached against Maryland or coached in College Park.
That's correct. There is some symmetry in some of what you're talking about. A couple of things. When I went to Virginia Tech, the Big East, current Big East, had only been in place for one season. So the year we went to the Elite Eight, which was my fifth year at Marquette, we won, co-shared the Big East regular season championship, and that was when, in essence, that was the last game of that version of the Big East. And then what the Big East became was my last year at Marquette, and that's when all of this was beginning. The right. First round of the shift was happening,
yeah,
as it relates to Maryland, as it relates to Notre Dame, multiple schools, in regards to the shift. And that was when the shift took place. Obviously, it didn't affect me going to the ACC, but my first Division I head coaching game was in the Black Coaches Association tournament, which was at the University of Maryland in 2006, November of 2006.
Okay.
And we played Vermont and Hampton. So I have never coached against
right.
or at the University of Maryland, but I have played on the University of Maryland's campus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, in 2006, Xfinity was about 3 years old at that point.
Yeah, I think Coach Williams mentioned in was it 2002-03 season, the first season
yeah.
of Xfinity?
Yeah, exactly. They won the national championship
right.
in the final year at Cole Fieldhouse in 2002, and then Xfinity opened the following year. So the fall, early December in of 2002 into 2003. Exactly.
And so the last regular season game at Cole was in the whatever, March of 2002,
and
then
yeah.
later in that month, they won the championship.
Yeah, they crushed Virginia in the final game ever played at Cole.
And won
the regular season, and they finished ranked, second or third in the country. They were the one seed in the East, and they went on to win the national championship, beating Kansas in the semis and Indiana in the final. But that game against Virginia, the final game in Cole, was memorable. But about 2 weeks earlier, Coach, they had played Duke in a 1-versus-3 matchup, I think. And it was part of that several-year period where Maryland and Duke may have been the best rivalry in the sport. And the building on that day at Cole, and Maryland won that game, it was insanity. And, as great as Xfinity is, and it's phenomenal, Cole was even better.
And that has been, sorry to interrupt you, that
no.
has been something else of our generation, the generations ahead of us, that has been another prevailing thought about Cole Fieldhouse, so much so that this would have been early in my tenure when I was still living in the hotel. Coach Laxley's been an unbelievably kind onboarder in helping me with all of this, and a couple of times I had mentioned to him, hey coach, when nobody's around, can I just have an hour of your time here or there, and just talk to me about Maryland, talk to me about the school, talk to me about football, talk just anything. And one of the times that we spent, he came and picked me up at the hotel, and this was like late at night, and he's like, hey, I'm going to take you on a tour, nobody will see us.
Yeah.
And he took me
to Cole.
To Cole Fieldhouse.
Yeah, the football facility.
And I was like, oh, yeah, everybody's been telling me about this. What do they do with this now? And he's like, oh, this is our facility. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. And, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and it's just Coach and I. And we pull up, and I was like, Coach, this is, like, cool. And, like, I'm old now, so a lot of things I don't say are cool anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is like really unique that they have utilized and transformed Cole Fieldhouse into what it is now. It's at, like, past, present, and future, a lot of great stories and memories and experiences in that building.
Well, right in the middle of campus sat 14,500. There was no air conditioning, so it would get hot as
wow.
hell in there, and it was an absolute, snake pit to play in for opponents. And, those were the ACC days and many ACC years in Xfinity but you would walk into that building and you would look down on the arena and there would be the Carolina baby blue uniforms going through layup lines and Maryland on the other end. Lefty really is the man responsible for making college
yeah.
basketball what it is in this area. I had the pleasure of being able to work with Coach Thompson at the radio station for many years. He hosted the show after mine, and Big John used to say, without Lefty, there would have been no Georgetown, because college basketball was nothing in this area until Lefty arrived in 1969 and said he was going to make it the UCLA of the East. But he turned Maryland
wow.
into an absolute power in the 70s. And, Buzz, he had teams that would have been Final Four teams. But back then, you know, only one team per conference could go to the tournament.
Yeah, good point.
And
But
yeah, no, that building hosted Texas Western and Kentucky in the 66 final, which was the first time five black players started for a college basketball team. It was very historic, the place was. But yes, now it's an incredible football facility for Coach Locks. All right, so you mentioned something already, but how much different has this year been for you in a new place versus your last few stops? Because no chance you ever came into a place and actually had to rebuild the roster from scratch.
Yes, sir. I try to handle all of this in the same way I would handle it publicly or privately, and just speak the truth. None of it do I say in a complaining tone. None of it do I say in an arrogant or egotistical way. This is the fifth time I've taken a head coaching job, but it's the first time that I've taken a head coaching job in the era of the portal and NIL.
Right.
And the previous four times and this time, there is no comparison. The only comparison is, yeah, I have to move houses, move states, move my family. That part stays the same, but whether you're in football or basketball or baseball, it's a different job. It's a different industry. And everybody's trying to figure out, like, okay, how does this work and what's the appropriate way? And nobody necessarily has all the answers because this just happened. And so there's not a lot of data on, okay, what's the best way to go about it? And so, you know, like when the portal began, I didn't take another job. I was already in a job, and one of our thought processes was, well, let's get as many good players as we can from the portal who are the youngest best players so that they will have eligibility remaining. And then as it unfolded, hey, let's make sure we develop great relationships with the young men and their families, because maybe part of the niche we can create is once someone arrives, no matter where they arrive from or what age they are, we want them to stay, and we want to have a plan and a vision for their development that we all are on the same page, the staff, the kids, the players, the families, their coaches, their agents. Because if you're constantly turning over your roster, no matter how good the player or how good your plan is, if it's ever changing relative to the people, that's hard to build continuity. And over the last, since all of this has started, we had among the lower transfer rates in the country. Is that because we had the best players? No. The best coaches? No. But I think the vision and the plan was very similar. And so when you take a job and you've never taken a job in this era of athletics, how do you want to do it? Do you want to sign all players from the portal? Do you want to sign all guys that are going into their senior year? Do you want to sign some freshmen? And so you never know, because it's all happening at warp speed. But we've just tried to maybe diversify as best we can while not sacrificing the character and the work ethic and what we want our program to be about relative to the intangibles. And so where are we? I don't know. Do I think our decision-making matrix, we kind of went about it in a systematic way, even though it was happening really, really fast? I think we did. But there's no way for me to compare, hey, when you left Marquette and went to Virginia Tech, what was it like? And when you left Virginia Tech and went to Texas A&M, what was it like? Or when you left A&M and came to Maryland, what was it like? Well, it was different than all of them, not because anything is wrong and not because I'm complaining. It's just because that's what the industry has become.
Right. You know, you saying the lowest transfer rates, I think one of the things we as Maryland fans and Maryland people have learned about you over the last couple of months is just how much your players loved playing for you and respected you. And we've seen a lot of those videos and highlights, and some of those players came from Texas A&M with you to Maryland. So, you know, given that you've got essentially 15 new players, I mean, Maryland's team last year, which made it to the Sweet 16, was a completely new team. But do you have a hunch at this point in late July about what you've put together and how it will play out on the floor when you get to November?
Sure. We probably handle the summers, Kevin, a little differently. But I would say that probably all coaches would say the same if asked that question. Maybe how you would utilize the 8 weeks you can work in the summer 10 years ago is different than how you would utilize the summer now. I think when you take a job and you have to put together an entire roster, I think then the summer changes even more. And I don't know if we've went about this the right way. Although we're in week 6 of 8, I kind of think that we have gained some traction. Number one, most importantly, in my opinion, is the relationship category. I want to spend some time with these guys. A lot of the things that players say about me, it's just because they're good people and they're covering up a lot of my deficiencies, to be kind. But I also think there is an element of my willingness to give my time to them to invest in their life. Yeah, every now and then we'll talk about dribbling better or trying to shoot a different ball, but more importantly, who they are as young men and who they're going to become. So I try to invest most of my time in the summer in getting to know who they are, what's important to them, what they like, what they don't like, how can I help them, what are their trigger points. And you can only do that through time. And so we utilized our first 3 weeks. We never practiced 5-on-5 whatsoever, just because I wanted to be in the gym. I wanted to sweat with them. I wanted to actually learn their game. I think part of our jobs as coaches is to put our teams in positions to be successful. And sometimes you can have a system and you always get the best players, and that's okay. I think for the path that I have been on, I think my job is to adjust how we coach based on our personnel. And so the first 3 weeks of June that we worked, it was a lot of skill work with one guy, occasionally with two. Every now and then we would do with three guys. Once every 2 weeks we would do it with fours, just to, hey, I want to learn who they are. I want to learn their pace. I want to learn their motor. I want to learn how they think. I want to learn how they listen. And then as we have kind of unfolded the month of July, a lot of it's just been discovery. Discovery on, hey, would this work relative to our roster? And so we call them OTAs, just like you hear in the NFL,
right?
Organized team activity. And we just take one portion of what we're thinking about doing on offense and really drill down on that. Clips on that, numbers on that, take notes on that, show them film on that, and then do that, only that aspect on the floor. And if that fleshed out appropriately, go into OTA number two and build on it. If it didn't flesh out the right way, we go into OTA number two and try something else. And so we've had 6 offensive OTAs thus far. We're off on Wednesdays, which is why I'm doing this with you now. And then we start our first defensive OTA tomorrow. And so we'll start at ground zero tomorrow and what we do defensively. And there's a little bit of we're more convicted on what we want to do defensively because of, not because of our personnel, but just because of how we want to play. But offensively, we're still trying to maybe connect some dots on, does this make sense relative to our roster? Should we expand that? Should we eliminate that? So those 6 OTAs, our guys were great. We made some progress. And then we're going to try to do the same thing as we start defensive OTAs tomorrow.
4 months away from home opener on a Friday night in College Park against Georgetown. I know you don't know a lot. I'm sure you've learned a lot about the history of the Maryland-Georgetown thing, but it looks like finally it's going to become more regular. And, you know, I asked that question not knowing if you would actually be able to, you know, have a hunch at this point. I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, it probably takes until early in conference schedule to really know what you have, even in a normal year, right?
Yeah, I hope this is not clipped out and put on the internet where it comes across in the wrong sort of tone of voice or word usage. I think when you have a brand new team, every day is a brand new day.
Yeah, right.
And it's a brand new day, whether it's the summer, it's a brand new day, whether it's the fall, whether it's non-conference, whether it's conference. I think that I like, and I'm getting better at knowing who our group is. And I think one of the things that we've tried to do at appropriate times is try to teach all of us, not just the players, teach everyone on the staff some of the history that you know about the program, that you know about the institution. I think part of what has made Maryland so great for so long from a sustainability standpoint is not just the care and not just the support, but if you talk to this player or this coach from 20 years ago or 10 years ago, there is a connection. And I think we, as all of us are brand new, we need to get involved in understanding the history. I just had lunch. I never eat lunch, and I just had lunch because I had a visitor.
Why don't you eat lunch? You just don't make time for it.
Yeah, yes, sir. I don't eat lunch. And so I had two people that I hadn't met that came to campus, and I had lunch with them, and they were telling me, and you probably know this, that this is the first time they believe in at least a decade that Georgetown and Maryland have played. Do you know if that's...
Yeah, that we played in 15 and we played in 16 as part of the Gavitt games. Mark and JT3 scheduled back-to-back years, which was great. And by the way, Maryland won both of those games. They won in College Park in 15 and then in an incredible comeback, down like 9 with 2 minutes to go. A guy that was visiting with you the other day, Anthony Cowan, as a freshman, was incredible in the comeback. But yes, and this has been a desire of a lot of sports fans and, of course, college basketball fans in this area that Maryland and Georgetown play every year. There were a lot of reasons. There's a lot of history. Gary will be able to, as you know, Maryland's greatest coach ever, be able to catch you up on all of that history. But there was some bad blood, you know, during those years.
Yeah.
But it's great that it's resuming, and it'll become a top 5, top 10 date on the sports calendar in the DMV every year if Maryland and Georgetown play.
It's interesting. Thanks for the knowledge there of the history. It's interesting that you would say all that. The guy that I met with, he goes, "Hey, Buzz," he used some different words, but you'll get the gist. He goes, "Buzz, now let me break this down for you." And I go, "Yes, sir." And we're talking about Maryland and Georgetown. And, of course, I know that we're playing here and all of that. But I didn't know there was a 10-year gap or 9 years now. And he goes, "Buzz, this is what it is. It's the Cowboys and Redskins on Thanksgiving Day. You know that, don't you?" And I go, "Yes, sir, I grew up on that."
Yeah.
I know they may not play on Thanksgiving Day, and I know they're not called the Redskins anymore, but yes, sir, I remember that. He goes, "That's what it'll be in here on that night at Xfinity." And I go, "Okay, I appreciate that. That helps me. That clues me in." So I have great respect for Coach Cooley. Obviously, we competed against each other and have known each other. I think actually we both became head coaches at the same exact time. And so when he got the job at Fairfield is when I got the job at New Orleans.
Right.
So that'll be great.
That was Buzz Williams with me. There was more to it, and he talked about being a big Cowboys fan, and we talked a little bit about that. You can catch that on my podcast from yesterday. I'll follow up on some of the things he said when we come back. Ben Standing, 10 minutes away from Ashburn. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ben Standing is going to join us in about 6 or 7 minutes from training camp. He'll tell us what happened out there today. Apparently, not a great day for the offense. If you think things like that matter, stay tuned. I think Buzz Williams, that's the first, you know, long conversation I've had with him. And it's the first conversation I've had with him on the air. I think he's an interesting guy. Very interesting. So many of you guys have tweeted me. He keeps calling you sir. He calls everybody sir. He's very Texas. He's very old school. And yeah, that's who he is. I mean, my sense is very genuine. And there's a real relatability to him with his players and coaches. There is an incredible loyalty that he has inspired everywhere he's gone, from players, coaches, people within the program. It's amazing what he had to do when he got to Maryland. There isn't one holdover from last year's roster. He had to build a roster at the college basketball Power Four level, 0 to 15. 1 to 15. 15 new players. Now, several of them came from Texas A&M with him, including Pharrell Payne, who is a 6'9", 250-pound forward who is super athletic. He played at Minnesota before transferring to A&M last year. Miles Rice from Indiana will come in. He'll probably be a big part of the equation in the backcourt. But college basketball is really now about, you really don't have any clue until you start to play the games for the majority of teams, because most teams change significantly year to year with the portal and what, you know, with what is, you know, basically annual unrestricted free agency. I did want to mention, he's throwing out the first pitch tonight at the Orioles game at Camden Yards against Colorado. And he has a really cool event on August 2nd. It's called Buzz's Bunch. It's a one-day camp that includes the team, lots of friends, community partners, and it's inclusive activities centered around teaching the fundamentals of basketball with the benefit of all of it going to children with special needs. If you want to find out more about it, email khack at khack at umd.edu. You know, his team in the all too early bracketologies that come out, you know, during this spring after the championship game and into the summer, Maryland's in a bunch of them as a 10 seed, 11 seed making the tournament. So there is some thought that A, he's a really good coach, and B, that the talent they added in the offseason will be good enough to compete for a tournament bid in 2025-2026. Really tough schedule, including opening with Georgetown at home on a Friday night in College Park. That will be a scene for sure for his first home game. All right, Ben Standig next after these words from a few of our sponsors. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. You can also watch us on the Team 980 YouTube page. Hit the subscribe button when you get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.